Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Period Power Harness Your Hormones and Get Your Cycle Working for You, by Maisie Hill, is a nonfiction guide to menstrual health, hormone literacy, and cycle-aware self-management. Rather than treating the menstrual cycle as a nuisance to be endured, the book presents it as a biological rhythm that can be understood and used strategically. Hill explains the major phases of the cycle, the hormone changes that shape them, and the ways these shifts can affect energy, mood, focus, relationships, and physical symptoms. The book is written for people who menstruate and want a clearer, more practical understanding of their bodies, especially those dealing with PMS, pain, or cycle-related disruption. Its purpose is both educational and applied to give readers a framework for interpreting symptoms, making more informed choices, and aligning daily life with hormonal patterns. The result is a blend of anatomy, physiology, and self-care guidance, grounded in cycle tracking and body literacy. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the menstrual cycle is presented as a four-phase system, not a monthly inconvenience. A defining feature of Period Power is its seasonal model of the menstrual cycle. Hill divides the cycle into winter, spring, summer, and autumn, a structure that helps readers understand biological change as a sequence of distinct phases rather than a single uniform state. This framework is useful because it translates hormonal variation into an intuitive pattern that can be observed in daily life. Instead of assuming that mood or energy swings are random, the book argues that they often correspond to predictable shifts across the cycle. That perspective encourages readers to pay attention to recurring patterns in focus, sociability, motivation, and rest needs. The seasonal metaphor is not just decorative, it is a practical tool for making the cycle easier to remember and interpret. By naming each phase and linking it to characteristic experiences, Hill gives readers a system for tracking their own responses over time. This makes the menstrual cycle more legible and helps replace vague discomfort with structured observation. Secondly, hormone literacy is the book's core educational mechanism. Hill places strong emphasis on understanding the basic biology behind the menstrual cycle, especially the relationship between hormones and bodily changes. The book explains how hormones such as FSH and estradiol participate in the early and middle parts of the cycle, and why those shifts matter for reproductive function. This is important because many readers know the cycle mainly through symptoms, not through mechanism. By connecting hormones to visible and felt changes, the book turns abstract physiology into something usable. Hormone literacy in this context means being able to recognize why the body may feel different at different times of the month, and to interpret those changes without immediately pathologizing them. The explanatory value of this approach is that it reduces confusion and creates a foundation for informed decision-making. Readers are not expected to memorize medical details, but they are encouraged to understand enough biology to notice patterns and respond more intelligently. That makes the book educational in a practical sense, not merely informational. Thirdly, cycle syncing is used as a framework for daily planning, not as a rigid rule. One of the book's most distinctive applications is its advice on adapting work, self-care, diet, and relationships to different phases of the menstrual cycle. Hill presents this as a cycle strategy, meaning that the reader can adjust expectations and activities according to changing hormonal conditions. The value of this approach is not that every person will behave identically at the same point in the cycle, but that recurring bodily patterns can guide planning. For example, the book suggests that some phases may be better suited to reflection, while others may support outward action, social engagement, or finishing tasks. This is a useful corrective to productivity advice that assumes a constant level of energy and focus. By introducing phase-based planning, the book links health with everyday functioning. It does not treat self-care as a separate activity added on top of life. Instead, it frames it as part of how to organize work and recovery more realistically. That makes the guidance feel operational rather than abstract. Fourthly, the book reframes period symptoms as information rather than failure. Period Power is especially concerned with changing how readers interpret PMS, pain, mood shifts, and other cycle-related difficulties. Hill does not deny that many people experience significant discomfort, but she resists the idea that these problems should be accepted as normal without scrutiny. Instead, symptoms are treated as signals that can reveal needs, patterns, or underlying imbalances. This reframing is important because it changes the reader's relationship to their body. Rather than seeing the cycle as an adversary, the book encourages a more investigative stance: what is happening, when does it happen, and what helps. That shift can be empowering even when symptoms remain challenging, because it gives the reader more structure for response. It also helps reduce shame, which is a major burden in menstrual health. By moving away from silence and normalization of suffering, Hill makes room for more active self-advocacy. The result is a book that treats menstrual problems as legitimate topics for attention rather than private inconveniences to endure alone. Lastly, the practical appeal lies in body literacy and low-friction self-care. Another important dimension of the book is its emphasis on simple, sustainable practices. Hill repeatedly returns to the idea that understanding the cycle should lead to concrete changes that are easy to maintain, not complex routines that collapse after a few days. This is where body literacy becomes actionable. Readers are asked to check in with themselves, notice what is needed, and respond in small ways that fit real life. The strength of this approach is that it respects the constraints many people face, including work, fatigue, pain, and emotional variability. Rather than proposing an idealized wellness program, the book favors practical adjustment. That makes it relevant for readers who are overwhelmed by generic health advice and want something more individualized. It also helps explain why the book has resonated with people seeking a clearer map of their bodies. The emphasis on small, repeatable actions makes the cycle strategy feel usable, not aspirational. In that sense, the book stands out as both educational and implementation-focused. In conclusion, Period Power is best suited to readers who want a clearer, more functional understanding of menstruation, whether they are dealing with PMS, painful cycles, hormonal uncertainty, or simply want to work with their body more intelligently. It will be especially useful for people who have felt that mainstream health advice does not fully account for monthly hormonal change. The book offers practical value by connecting cycle phases to real-life planning, self-care, and symptom awareness, while also providing enough biological explanation to make the advice feel grounded rather than vague. Its intellectual value lies in the way it combines anatomy, physiology, and daily life application into one coherent framework. Compared with many books in the menstrual health space, it stands out for its seasonal structure, its emphasis on body literacy, and its refusal to treat the cycle as merely a reproductive function. Instead, it presents the menstrual cycle as an organizing principle that can inform health, productivity, and self-understanding. Readers looking for a book that is both educational and immediately usable will find this one particularly distinctive. If you would like to support Maisie Hill, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.